This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
To connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. I'm Holly Snape from Community Waikato and have Sharon Davis with me from Te Whare Kōkanga in here in the studio with me right now.
Manawa tia, matariki.
Fantastic. It's cool to have you here, Sharon. What? How many weeks have you been in the job now?
So it's been about four or five weeks.
Yeah, now. So it's still pretty new, right?
Yeah.
And so I really appreciate the fact that you've come down to have a conversation with us today. But it's been great because we've finally got someone to actually speak to about the amazing things that are happening at Te Whare Kōkanga. And that will be our show today. We'll be a bit of a chat about all the different things that are happening and a bit of a chat to you about some of the things you'd like to see get started as well. But before we jump into that, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and where you've come from?
Sure. So I, previously to the mahi that I'm doing now, I was working for Te Kōhao Health. And so
another great organisation, Te Kōhao
Health. Amazing. Yeah. Yes. And so I was in the takarangi space, which is our mental health space, and I was administrator for that service. And so, yeah, lots of great learning, lots of amazing people. Mm. So it's been an amazing journey with that organisation.
Yeah, yeah, that's really cool. And I imagine quite a busy role as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so what interested you in joining Te Whare Kōkanga?
I've always had a passion for helping people.
Yeah.
And I've always had a passion for the high water space. So, you know, I kind of knew from an early age that I would be a great community type individual, just connecting with people.
Yeah. And it's a great role for that, right? Like the range of people that come in and access the community house for so many different reasons, eh?
Yes, absolutely. I've encountered lots of engagement out there with our hapori. So it's been an interesting sort of kaupapa of just whakawhanaungatanga, mātauranga, and just being able to listen and hear what they need.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what's going on at the community house. What kind of things can people expect at Te Whare Kōkanga?
Yes, sure. So we have a range of programs running. We've got our mana wahine that runs on Monday mornings.
And so what's mana wahine?
So that's it's a collaboration with our neighbours,
Aotearoa,
yep. And we've got a wahine tui that's really amazing who facilitates that space. So we sit with her. We have wahine that come in and sit with her, and she runs the programs. And
what sort of things do they do on that program then?
So it's each week is different. So one week they might be doing fry bread. Next week they'll do rongoa. Following week they'll do raranga. So it's like a real cross space of things that interest wahine.
And, oh, cool.
Yeah, they have an importance of what they'd like to see each week, and then Tui tries to facilitate that the following week.
That's cool. If someone was interested in that, how do you have to sign up? Do they have limited numbers, or do people just rock on up when it's on?
It's basically rock on up.
Anybody's welcome.
Yep.
That is fantastic. And so that's Mondays?
Yep, Mondays. Between 11 and 1 p.m.
Oh, cool. Yep.
And then we have on a fortnightly basis, our Miri Miri practitioner, and she works from the whare in the evenings.
Nice.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
So Alfresina is her name. She works from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And that's a koha based. So she'll do Miri Miri for you for koha.
Nice, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So for someone who doesn't know what Miri Miri is, could you explain that?
So that's like a traditional Māori massage focusing on your different parts of your body and anything in specific where tension or possibly trauma may be stored.
Yeah, nice.
And then she uses a certain technique of a massage to work through that area.
Cool. Well, that's awesome. So what else we got?
Then we've got on Tuesdays and Thursdays are quite popular for the whare because we have our kaivolution and our kai parcels during those times.
Yes.
We've got our lovely ladies, Sandy, Crystal and Maria that facilitate that space. And that's, the kai is distributed at 1 p.m. So whānau will come up to the whare, they'll have their bags ready, and then they'll get distributed the kai that's
nice
been brought through to the whare. Yeah.
And so you have volunteers and they go ahead and pack, kind of, you know, break it up so people are getting the same amounts and pack some baskets and then people just transfer that to their own.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a really nice idea, eh?
Yes, it is.
And so that's been run now in the little whare beside the main house?
Yes, it's actually our kereru room.
Yes.
So that's the name of our room, yep.
Yeah, I like that. That's really cool. Now, the important thing I think to note about, there's a couple of things, kaivolution. One is that you don't need a letter from Work and Income.
No. Yeah.
And so if you would like some kai, you just need to be there in time. But the other thing is that there are only a certain number of packages. So how many do you make up generally?
So generally we can make up about 24.
Yeah.
And if there is an influx, then we'll obviously go to between 24 and 28.
Yeah,
possibly.
And a push. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. No, that's good to know. Mm. So it means that you do need to get there on time, and it's possible you might miss out.
Mm.
But you guys do the best you can with the food that you've got, right?
Yes.
Can you tell us about the difference between that and food parcels?
Yes, so food parcels are an application based
process.
And so what will happen is you do require if you're with Work and Income, you do require a decline letter from them. And then if you are working, then we are in full-time employment, but, you know, it's tough during winter and things like that. So you'll consult, so it's by consultation. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's not just that sort of free access like kaivolution.
No.
There is a process to go through.
Yes.
And when, like, so the parcels arrive on a Tuesday, do they?
No, so Tuesdays and Thursdays we put the application through.
Oh, great,
and
yes.
And then the following days are usually delivered after 1 p.m.
So the Wednesday and the Friday when the kai actually arrives. Yeah,
yes,
that's cool.
That's right.
Awesome.
And I think if you have the, so they have a certain amount that you can get per year, which is usually 10.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you have any... any of your sort of...
I hate it when you lose the words, right?
Yeah,
so frustrating.
It's gone out of my head.
But so basically it means you can only get 10 a year. So you can't go in every week and say, oh, I need another one.
Yeah.
But you guys have some support as well for people who are struggling, right? And because if they're just not making ends meet.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about that service?
Okay, yeah, sure. So we have budgeting.
Yeah.
We've got budgeting. That's a fortnightly program.
Is that by appointment or do people just rock on up on budgeting day?
It is by appointment.
Cool.
We preferably, so I'll, Graham, he will take by appointments. But if you do need assistance, you can...
Rock on up anyway.
Rock on up, yes.
Yeah.
And he's there Tuesdays as well. And then we've got...
Oh, that's cool. So he's there on a kaivolution day. And that kind of makes some sense, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And then so on the... We've just wrapped up for our creative arts, so that's wrapped up this week, which was such a success for the rangatahi and our tamariki.
It's a really cool program. Do you want to tell us a little bit about, I mean, I know that you've only been there for a month, right? And so it's a bit unfair. I've actually been involved in the program a little bit longer. But it was a cool collaboration between Creative Waikato, Community Waikato, and four of our community houses.
Yeah.
And what's been really cool is watching how you guys and the Glenview Community Centre have worked really well together to deliver the Hamilton South program.
Yeah, absolutely. That was such an experience, and I think...
Yeah, can you tell us a bit about the museum event that you attended?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was on Saturday, the Saturday that's just gone, and we had a huge opening at Te Whare Tanga, the museum.
Yes.
To exhibit... an exhibition for all of our tamariki rangatahi whānau that had come into the program, the creative arts program, and done some work with the artists.
Yeah.
And Charles.
Yes.
And yeah, so it was a massive turnout that day, and the artwork presented on the walls that our tamariki have done is amazing.
Yeah.
So all of their toy, all of their arts, all of their...
The poi they did, there's taniwha. Oh, how cool was it that they animated some of the taniwha and they were on screen?
That was the coolest thing. Yeah. Like, I think a lot of people stopped for ages recording and even just like standing there just waiting for the next one to come out. So that was a brilliant idea.
That was a great idea. And the music video.
That was amazing. That was cool as well. I mean, like the experience of just... Even just knowing that the kids could pull that off in one day, so recording in one day, recording right in one day, and then they shot their video in one day.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
And they just did such a good job. And now that exhibition is still ongoing at the museum, so if you're listening to this and think, oh, I'd be a bit curious about seeing that, it is free entry. Go on up to the first floor. And I think it's the exhibition room number 13. And you can also even put on some headphones and watch the music video and listen to the song because it is fantastic. But check out the amazing work that all these young kids have been creating over the last 6 months. Very cool. Kind of sad that it's over, right?
Yeah, I mean, we would love to keep it going.
So we need to figure out how we can do something
Absolutely.
Like that again.
Absolutely.
Just not sure it would be on quite the same scale, but Yeah.
It was great. It was really fun, and the kids enjoyed it. I was able to get feedback from my tamariki, and they loved it.
That is very
so
cool.
Definitely take them there. I want to take them there again so that they can go and see it again.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. We also did some really cool, like they had a whole lot of different areas where you could do other things, other creative activities. So like I made a one of the brick things.
Yes, those
little
tiles.
Yeah. So we're going to get them put up on the whare at some point, which would be amazing.
Yeah.
And what else could you do? You could do some painting.
Yeah.
There's sewing, wasn't there, making matariki stars?
Yes, yeah, they were.
Did you have a go?
I didn't have a crack at that.
That's a shame.
I was too drawn to all of the artwork, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's where I was.
That was very cool.
Yeah.
So let's go back to, we've done Monday, Tuesday.
Yep. Wednesday we have our kapa haka.
Oh, cool.
So that's in the evenings, usually around 6:30 to 7:30 hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
And that's free to join, if you just want
to
come along.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone can rock up. That's hosted by Te Pū Tahitanga o Mānga Kotukutuku Kapa Haka Rōpū.
Yeah. Nice.
And so Kirsten, she facilitates that.
Oh, so nice. Is that Kirsten from Glenview?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yes. And then we have, we've just kind of wrapped up for our Kōwaiō program as well.
Yes. So that was a rangatahi program, looking at creativity, but also building confidence, growing kind of internally. I can't really describe it. It's like a mana enhancing program, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Empowering our youth to, be able to sort of share and open up.
Yeah.
And not be afraid, I think.
And realise that they're valued and valuable.
Yeah.
And they're about to start another round of that, right?
Yeah. So they'll have a break. There's going to be like a little break just in preparation for the new program following. We're just working out the logistics of that.
Cool.
And so, that will happen possibly at the end of July, maybe.
Nice. Yep, sounds good.
Yeah. And then on Thursday, Kaivolution again, Kai food parcels.
Mm-hmm.
We also have AOD, our AOD counsellor in the whare.
Yeah, so now you've just started this service, right?
Yes.
Can you tell me a bit about this and how what brought it to your attention that actually we should do this? Like, what's the story behind it?
Yeah, sure. So,
and what is AOD?
Yeah. AOD is alcohol and other drugs, yep. Addictions. And so with that, I actually had a young wahine come into the whare. She didn't want any kai. She didn't want anything. She just sort of asked for that directly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, with my networks, I reached out to my own networks to say, hey, look, we've got things going on here. Mm. Are you able to come in? And sure enough, they did. So they were more than willing to put a plan together.
Cool.
And come into the whare. So I was really happy about that.
Yeah.
And that's been taking off as well. So quite a few people have come and seen her she's on site. So that's Serene.
Nice.
And she's usually on site from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Oh, that's really cool. And so if someone was listening and thought, oh, you know, I don't even know if I want to do anything yet, but maybe I need to talk to someone and find it. Like, is it the sort of thing someone can just come along into, or are they going to walk into a big support group, or what are they walking into?
Yeah, that's a great question. And some people are like real fearful of that happening. And no, yeah. it's always one-on-one. So we've, cool. I have sort of said, look, you know, the whānau out there, they it's tough enough to, you know, open up. So
yeah.
Let's keep it, you know, one-on-one. So yeah. it's a one-on-one hui.
Cool.
With our counsellor. And then also on Thursday, she's actually in on Tuesdays as well. So we've got an advocate.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So we've finally got an advocate, and she's happy to support whānau or families that need support with work and income, appointments or kāinga ora appointments or family nice. Courts, things like that. Just advocating for whānau for when they need it.
Nice. And is that a service people need to pay for? Or?
No, that's free as well. Same with Serene, she's free.
Yeah, that's yep. awesome. So if someone's got some questions or has some concerns with, you know, a government department that they're connected with, they could come in and have a chat. And
absolutely. Yeah,
yeah. That's yep. awesome. That's a yep. great service. Yep, so then cool. That's Thursdays?
Yes, so that's Thursdays in a nutshell. Following on Friday, we have Fry Bread Friday, so those are fortnightly.
Nice.
It's quite popular. Yeah. We have so much people come in for the fry bread.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's a cool initiative that we put together. Well, actually, that was from our Glenview.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we thought we'd continue that because Maria, our fry bread maker, she's so passionate about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, about her fry bread, and everyone loves it.
And it's, you know, feeding people is like, you know, that manaakitanga yes. is such an important value. And we've got it named as a value of the community house,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, kai is just an absolute way to show love.
Yes. Mm. We actually have, like, a young couple that come in just to get one fry bread for their baby.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, so yeah. That's really cool. And then we have our crop swap, which is the first Saturday of every month.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. And crop swaps are brilliant, right? This is a way of encouraging our communities to share with each other any excess that they have. But also it's a learning opportunity too, eh?
It is, because there's also a skill share incorporated with the crop swap.
I think that's such a cool idea.
Yeah.
And so you have quite different kind of topics, really, eh? And people yep. can offer them, can say, hey, look, I've yeah. got this skill, or I've got this knowledge, I'd be really happy to share it.
Yes. Yep. So just come to the whare. If you're interested, come to the whare and speak with our admin, Mel. She's amazing.
Yeah.
And she's very familiar with crop swaps and how they all go.
Yeah, I think, yeah, she's incredible. She's also, I don't know if she's done one on this yet or if she's going to, but she's got a whole lot of knowledge around food foraging, right?
Yes.
Which is really cool.
Yes, which brings me into our crop swap. So we had a hui today.
Yeah.
And so we're going to take over the crop swap space, her and I. So
yeah,
we've
nice.
Decided. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yes. So,
because who's been running it?
Iona. So Iona, our beautiful Iona that's been taking care of this
yes.
Program, which is amazing. Thank you, Iona. I love your mahi. And so, yes, we're quite excited at the whare.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really cool.
Yes.
So that is awesome. So that is the first Saturday of the month. What time does it start?
So 10:30 to 11 or...
Yeah, because it's just a little window,
yeah,
eh? And people just come along with their stuff that they want to share and it all just gets put out on the table?
Yes. So they put it on the tepu and everyone can just, you know... grab what they need and then swap what they need, what they want to. So, yeah it's a really cool initiative, to be honest.
It really is. And it's quite funny because, of course, at certain times of the year, everyone's got lemons or everyone's got grapefruit.
Yes.
Which is absolutely fine because sometimes someone will turn up and be like, actually, I make marmalade. And then they might come back in a month's time and put marmalade jars down, you know?
Yeah.
Which is really cool. I love that. I mean, that's community, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And then so... yeah, that's all we have at the moment, but we are working on some bringing in a little bit more more ho order things.
Yeah, that's cool. Like, what kind of things are you thinking?
So we've got Sue. She's from Infinity.
Yes.
Yeah, she's going to be working with us on so Mondays and Fridays, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she'll be doing her foot spas.
Oh, wow. Quite happy with a foot spa.
So she'll do I Ching reading and foot spa.
Nice.
Yeah. There is a cost to that, though, but it is a trial type for the meantime because this is a new introduction to the whare. So there is a cost, and I believe it's like $35 as a package.
Cool.
$35 to $45
Yeah.
Awesome. I'll check. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be good to know that.
Yes.
And will that be by appointment as well?
It is by appointment.
Yeah, cool. Yes. No, I think that's an awesome idea.
Yeah. And then also we've got another, it's a trial run again.
Yeah.
So we've got Sahaja Yoga.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yoga's cool. So where are you doing that? Is that going to be in one of the outside rooms?
Yes.
Yeah.
So in our kereru room. And then it'll be a swap over. So we're just trialing Fridays for now, and that's kicking off this Friday.
Fantastic.
But they're just sort of warming up and letting everything, finishing up where they are.
Yeah.
And so we'll be able to sort of provide more information as it comes.
That's cool.
Yes.
Now, the other thing about the whare, of course, is that it's open and available. Like, what are the opening hours at the moment?
So at the moment it's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yeah. And so people... can just call on in between those hours on a Monday to Friday. And it might be that, you know, they need something that you don't have a service for, right?
Yeah.
But you can connect people to services or start things if it becomes obvious there's a local need.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, we just gauge it. So we're now open to asking whare, do you need clothing for your children?
Yeah.
Do you need anything for yourself? You know, what...
Yeah, is it curtains that you guys need, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, you know...
Like driver licensing. So, yeah, you've been talking about that too as an option, right?
Yes, so I've referred a few people to the driver's licensing service.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So that's a new referral system. I've also got... clothing for tamariki, so that's a referral system as well, and also birthday cakes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You've also got a computer on site that people can use too, right?
Yes, that's right. Correct. So that anyone can use that for, you know, coming in to do applications for whatever, or if you have an assessment due, you can do printing, things like that, because that's also included as well at the whare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a cost for people printing?
Yes, there is. There is a cost.
But it just covers the cost of printing,
right? Yeah, it's a minimal cost, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because the community house obviously gets charged for that as well.
Yes, that's right.
So tell me, in the 4 weeks or so that you've been there, what do you think? What are you taking away at this point? What do you think is your biggest sort of learning on the job?
I think value your staff.
Oh, yeah.
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 So definitely getting to know them and valuing them and who they are.
You've got a great team down there, eh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Volunteers and staff.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's first and foremost.
Yeah.
Networking.
Yes.
I have shaken so many hands in this role.
Yeah.
I have got up to speak so much times.
Yeah.
I have been to a lot of events as well since I've been in the funny. So yeah, I appreciate that though. It's an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's I'm definitely out of my comfort zone in that one because I always go for back office type mahi. So like, yeah, definitely getting me out of my comfort zone there.
It's all fun and games.
It is. We're a quirky bunch at the whare. So, yeah. And then, that's been us. And then hopefully we're looking at setting up a rongoā, a rongoā workshop.
Yeah, so what's a rongoā?
So it's Māori or traditional Māori medicine.
Yep.
So just making,
So using kawakawa leaves,
because
it's amazing, right, for everything.
So it's a healing thing. You can drink it for a tea if you like.
Yeah.
But it's
you can use it topically. And,
So we're looking at running workshops or just, doing something in that space.
Cool.
And working with people that are that have knowledge that to be able to share it while they're with us.
Yeah.
And that's quite important, I think, to carry on those types of things.
Yeah, passing that knowledge on, it's a really, really good point.
And also crossed with that is dāranga, so that's weaving.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'd like to, and we did have dāranga in the workshop, and, well, both of them through our mana wahine program. It was such a success.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see workshops, like consistent workshops for that space too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on.
There is.
Yeah.
There's so much.
And so this is only, like I say, this is only a month in for you.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's a bit of, almost, well, I'm in six and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, no, hang on. Five and a half weeks.
Yeah, yeah. And so much more to learn and do. And this is the beauty of community houses, right? Because they just get to be whatever they need to be for their local community.
Yeah.
So I suppose that's the other message, right, is that if you do live locally, to come on in and talk about what it is you'd like to see.
Absolutely. I was going to say that because, we value your say and your input as well.
Yeah.
So that's important to us because we want to stay on the right track. We don't want to wander off and sort of go be doing things that, it doesn't align with our community.
Absolutely. And I'm sure you'll figure it out pretty quickly because people just won't be coming in.
they do, and they always will. So
people can be pretty blunt. It's a straight up community. The beta,
it is
beta peeps.
I've experienced that.
Yeah.
And a few times since I've been in the funny, I won't deny the fact.
But it is really cool and it's been great, as obviously a trustee of the community house to have you guys on board.
And it's
wonderful how the whole place is feeling now. So if you haven't been in there for a while, I think now is a really good time to go on down and introduce yourselves to the team. And just let them know what you'd like to see going on, eh?
Yes. Easy as that.
Easy as that. Hey, thank you so much for coming on down.
No worries.
Do jump onto the Facebook page as well if you want to see some of the things that have been going on. There's lots of detail up on there. That is us for another week, though. Thank you for listening, and you have been listening to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.